Skagway and Haynes students have some of the highest standardized test scores in the state. And in Skagway, an effort is underway to establish temporary safe homes. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Assembly and members of the public will have a chance to speak on the record about recent rock slides near the town's main cruise ship dock. The slides at the north end of the railroad dock are a discussion item on Thursday's assembly agenda. The dock is owned by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. After the most recent rock fall on September 5th, both White Pass and the city commissioned engineer assessments of the area. Outside of the railroad dock, White Pass leases much of the rest of the port. The city is in talks with the railroad on a new 15-year tidelands lease that would continue key aspects of that relationship. The assembly is set to discuss updates and negotiations and may propose changes to a working agreement. The new lease would clear the way for a crucial floating dock to accommodate larger cruise ships. The assembly hopes to begin design work on that project soon in order to install the infrastructure by 2019. They'll discuss a draft request for proposals Thursday. There are two executive sessions scheduled for the end of the meeting. One is with Police Chief Ray Leggett to discuss his duties. It is the second time Leggett has met in private with the assembly on this matter. The chief declined to elaborate on the motivation for this conversation. The other closed-door session is with the borough attorney to talk about legal questions in the White Pass Tidelands lease. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Students at the Skagway and Haynes schools performed better than any other district in Alaska on a new state standardized test administered last school year. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
For the second time in a couple years, the Skagway school had the best test scores in the state. Josh Coffrin is superintendent of the Skagway School District.
It verifies and validates everything that we do on a daily basis with our students. The teachers in the building deserve a ton of credit for this recognition. We can't do it without the really supportive community and also the incredibly generous support that we get from the municipalities.
This was the first time the Performance Evaluation for Alaska Schools, or PEAKS, test was administered. It replaces the Alaska Measures of Progress assessment, which was riddled with issues after it was introduced. Because of those problems, Alaska went a year without statewide standardized testing. On the English language arts portion of the test, 89% of Skagway students scored proficient or advanced. For math, 73% met standards. On the Alaska science assessment, more than 80% of Skagway students scored proficient or advanced. According to Coffrin, the exact number of successful science scores is 100%, but the state doesn't report that for student privacy reasons. Though Coffrin is proud of those numbers, he says the English and math scores show room for improvement.
We still have some places to go as far as improving test scores because I'm not satisfied until we have 100% of our students proficient or advanced.
Further down the Lynn Canal, the Haynesboro School District ranked number 2 for the percentage of students scoring proficient or advanced. Still, those numbers were significantly lower than Skagway. On the English language arts portion of the PEAKS test, 55% of Haynes students scored advanced or proficient. For math, not even half of the students met standards. 49% received satisfactory scores. Rich Carlson is interim superintendent of the Haynes District.
As far as Haynes is concerned, we did substantially better in language arts and in math than the state did. I'm pretty pleased with that. But in terms of, the results on a statewide level, it's pretty disappointing.
The number of students scoring proficient or advanced was even higher in science. 74% of students scored in the top tiers. Statewide, 38% of students scored advanced or proficient on the English portion of the PEAKS test. In math, 32% received satisfactory scores. On the Alaska Science Assessment, 46% scored at least proficient. But despite Haynes' high ranking against other schools in the state, school board member Sarah Chapel said the scores are still not where they should be. there's still a significant percentage of students scoring below or far below proficient. Chapel spoke at a board meeting Tuesday.
Do you understand that this is a snapshot? But we had a snapshot 2 years ago, and the results are very similar. So we've taken two pictures in the last 3 years, and both pictures are not as good as we want them to be.
Carlson says the scores are more useful when they're broken down.
And that will go to the teacher, and the teacher then will, the scores will help the teacher be able to drive the instruction for the individual student.
Since this is the first year of the PEAKS test, these scores will serve as a baseline to measure progress. At the Kluckwan School, which is part of the Chatham School District, 50% of students scored advanced or proficient in English language arts. 11 students took the test. The students struggled much more in math, with only 20% or fewer receiving an advanced or proficient score. KHNS was not able to reach the Chatham superintendent by deadline for this story. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
When someone in Skagway is the victim of domestic or sexual violence, the closest emergency shelter is a 5-hour ferry ride or hour-long flight away. If there isn't transportation out of town until the next day or later in the week, where do you go? A Juno organization is working with the Skagway Clinic to set up a network of safe homes to temporarily shelter domestic violence victims. A meeting is set for Thursday to recruit safe home providers.
I don't think it's something that we talk about a lot in Skagway, domestic violence.
But it's something that John Hischer sees on a regular basis. He's a behavioral health clinician at the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway. When a domestic violence survivor comes to the clinic, they're referred to him. Hischer says this summer he's seen a spike in domestic violence reports. He says there were 5 or 6 in about a 2-month period.
You know, I've never in my 9 years seen that many in one time.
This is one reason a nonprofit out of Juneau is stepping up its efforts in Skagway. AWARE is a domestic violence intervention and prevention organization. It has an emergency shelter in Juneau and also serves several smaller communities, including Skagway.
The shame and secrecy and dynamics of relationships within smaller communities makes it really difficult for victims to reach out.
Britta Tonneson is in charge of AWARE's rural outreach.
I think also, you know, people's lives are so intertwined in their roles they play in the communities that any adjustment makes a big difference, especially in a small community. It's hard to find different options and it's really hard to leave.
Rural communities have dealt with this obstacle in different ways. In Haines, a pair of residents recently opened a faith-based safe house. Tonneson hopes establishing temporary safe homes in Skagway takes away one of the challenges victims face in getting help. The safe home providers are regular people who volunteer to open their houses to domestic violence survivors, usually for 1 to 3 nights.
Sometimes people who are fleeing domestic violence can't get out right away, and so they can't come to AWARE right away, so they need someone who they can stay with, a safe home, that will help until they can get on a ferry or a plane.
Tonneson is holding a meeting at the Dahl Memorial Clinic on Thursday to talk with people who might be interested in providing a safe home. She says you don't have to come to the meeting ready to make a commitment. It's simply to explain the details.
So the safe home providers are trained, similar to advocates would be. They have a handle on the dynamics of domestic violence. They understand the roots of sexual violence and the effects of trauma on the brain and on children. And so they get trained like an advocate would, but they're different in that they invite survivors into their homes and take care of them for a little while.
The safe home providers aren't alone when they help a survivor. Tonneson says they'll have the support of AWARE, the local police, and the clinic. Hischer says he knows volunteering for this service is a big ask, but he hopes the community shows its interest and displays to people in abusive relationships that they have somewhere to go.
If you are in a relationship that's violent or abusive, that you have options. You know, you can get out of the relationship, and there's a lot of people in this community that will support you in doing that.
Hischer is also hopeful that this could be the beginning of a larger community conversation. The Safe Home meeting is Thursday at 6 p.m. in the clinic. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.